The latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. Media Research has released data apparently showing that Spotify is more popular than Apple Podcasts in the UK, Australia, and Canada, and is also, quote, within margin of survey error in the US. We would urge caution. The chart reported in The Motley Fool also apparently shows that Google Podcasts is virtually as popular as Apple Podcasts, which isn't supported by any podcast consumption data we've seen, and that Apple Music, a platform that has no podcasts in it, is apparently a more popular podcast app than Stitcher or Downcast. If you're a paying client, you can ask for more details, apparently, although if you're paying for that report, you could always just send your money to me and I'll burn it for you. Podcasts are getting into the bathroom. Procter & Gamble have announced a $230 electric toothbrush with a voice-controlled Alexa smart speaker built into the base. Global's DAX will be available to outdoor advertisers as well as audio advertisers next month. DAX, which now officially stands for Digital Ad Exchange, originally launched in 2014, and it allows programmatic advertising in audio streams and podcasts. They also have a new logo. Pod News will be at Salon de la Radio in Paris in France next week. Our editor, that's me, is talking on 10 things that radio can learn from podcasting. If you'd like to catch up, drop us a note, and if you want to go, you can grab your free ticket from a link in our show notes and our newsletter today. And Audioboom has renewed the sales contract for the next 24 months for one of its most popular entertainment podcasts with a financial guarantee of $1.75 million. An unusually opaque press release doesn't actually say who, other than over the past year, this podcast has been downloaded more than 140 million times, and it promises further podcasts from, quote, the content partner. We have a wild speculation corner in our show notes and our newsletter as to who it might be. In advice today, writing on Podcast Movement's website, Doug Fraser lets us know how long an interview should be, and Resonate Recordings shares the full details of how to use Zoom, a popular app for interviewing people remotely. And in podcasts today, our personal supporter Eric Hunley is host of Unstructured and the subject of an article in Squadcast's website. You can learn how he produced 100 episodes in 1 year while still juggling a day job. And there's plenty more in our newsletter at podnews.net.